In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To you, is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. What a grace we have received. During this Lenten season, I would like to walk with you through the seven sacraments of the Church. The order with which we are going to review the seventh will depend on the gospel of the day, of the Sunday, as it is more or less fitting to illustrate the sacrament. You have the list in the bulletin. Though we must start with baptism, because baptism is the door of all the sacrament. The similitude, the parable that we just heard, the seed given by God, fits somehow what baptism is. But before we start, let's ask ourselves why. Why should we consider during Lent the seven sacraments? How is that fitting to our spiritual life, to our journey toward Easter? For the simple good reason that Lent is a time of conversion. Convertere. Reorientation. We have to turn our soul towards God. Because we know very well, all of us, way too well, that by the strength of habit, by the consequence of our wounded nature, we are prone to turn our mind, our soul, our will, our hearts toward the shiny things of the world, of glory, of passion, of self-love, while through our creation, through the design of God, we should always, constantly, be in this holy tension toward God's contemplation, toward holiness, toward our sanctification. It takes effort to do so. It is difficult. It is a battle, day after day. It does not come naturally. Grace, the grace of God, and our cooperation with the grace of God is essential to do this. Hence the necessity of this constant conversion, constant effort to turn our soul towards God, while our soul constantly wants to turn toward the world. The passion of our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the tools to do that. The fruits of the one and unique passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one and unique sacrifice, are passed upon us through these seven pipelines, these seven life savers, lifelines that are the sacraments. Through them, God is communicated to us. Sacraments, as we all know, are the seven signs, doing what they signify. There are no symbols. There are no parables. There are no similitudes, stories, fairy tales. No, no. They do what they signify, what they say. Yes, indeed, baptism transforms souls, cleanses them, gives them God's life. Holy Eucharist, truly, really, brings our Lord Jesus Christ upon our altars under the appearances of bread and wine. There is no bread, there is no wine because of sacrament. There is body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ himself, as present upon the altar that we are sitting on these pews. Such are the sacraments, invisible reality. And the parable of the seed sown can illustrate what happens at baptism. Illustrate to a certain point, because here, as we saw, the key indeed is the Word of God that can grow or not in the soul. Baptism, being a sacrament, works, as the theologian said, ex opere operato. That means, if the four elements of every sacrament are put together, the sacrament operates. What are those four elements? For each sacrament are required a subject, a minister, a matter, and a form, with the intention to do what is asked to do to the minister and to the subject. Baptism is absolutely necessary for salvation. Without baptism, no soul can enter heaven. This is a dogma of the Church, and it is important to remind ourselves, no Catholic can reject such a truth. It is not comfortable for many, but it is a reality. Without baptism, we cannot be saved. That is why our Lord Jesus Christ, establishing the seventh sacrament, made the baptism the most easy to be received. And everyone, wherever we are in the world, has the possibility to receive the baptism one way or another. So every human being, and only human beings, can be baptized. To make it easy, anyone can be the minister of the sacrament of baptism. You don't need to be a priest. You don't need to be a religious. You don't even need to be Catholic. Anyone who has the intention to do what the Church does, doing what the ritual requires, that means pouring the water and saying the words, can baptize somebody. The matter to be used is water. And there is no doubt that everybody can find water. If there is no water, there is no life. So everywhere there is life and soul to be baptized, there is water enough to sustain life, enough to give this spiritual life that is so much in need. And the form is the simplest possible. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We do. So where those four elements are put together, baptism is possible and always cleans the soul, transforms the subject into a son of God and of the Church, configure this soul into Christ through sanctifying grace, makes the soul capax dei, able to see God. Does that mean that because I am baptized, I am automatically assured a ticket to paradise? Does that because I am baptized, I am assured that I am going to be in heaven for eternity? Nope, it does not. Gives us a possibility, but does not open heaven yet. Our cooperation is necessary. Mundane care, sins, hatred of God can make the soul depart from salvation, even though the soul has been transformed. Almost all of us here present have been baptized. Few of us are walking toward the baptism, our catechumens, and maybe some of you are still in need to make this step. And because of the constraint of time, I was not able to read with you the letter of St. Paul, but I encourage you to read it in your bulletin, to meditate this letter. St. Paul, the apostle, reminds us that we need to cooperate with God's plan. Tribulations of all sorts are our daily bread and should not put us into fear. That's life. We know it. Nothing to be surprised about. But one thing that we are sure and secure about is that the grace of God is always offered to us. My grace suffices. Without merit of our part, we are gifted with the life of, God. So let us make this seed grow. His Sanctity, Pope John Paul II, asked once in France, "Friends, what have you done with the promises of your baptism?" And as we start Lent, it's a good question for ourselves. What do I do with this grace of baptism that I have received? What do I do? My dear soul, we are configured into Christ, but do we really imitate Christ's life? Do we really walk around like representatives, images of a living Christ upon earth? Do we really treasure and make use of the gifts that we have received on our baptism. So this Lenten season is a good occasion to convert, turn around, look at ourselves and say, "Oh, my Lady, my Mother, Mother of Christ, who is born in me, my Mother, help me during this Lenten season. Amen." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.